Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Black won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. And I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 or 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folks got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, that is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
Okay, we're doing a very abbreviated podcast tonight. Of course, we really never had any set time in the last 10 years. Podcasts that last from 1 minute, or can last, we've had some, a handful that has lasted as long as 3 hours. But in any event, here we go. Dark House Final, this is a beta build project. This is something that we build stepping up to our tiny houses. So we start off with beginners with a doghouse. That's pretty simple. And in this case, we'll probably do a doghouse and either a shed or the multi-shack, because some of our people already have the plans for the multi-shack. Anyway, this is what we're here where we are. I already have some plywood and some materials already, and we'll go into more detail tomorrow. But here's what we need to complete what we need for this. And this is titled Doghouse for Fido. Doghouse for Fido. We need a staple gun. We need wood glue. We need deck screws. We need wood screws. We need waterproof fabric, and we need casters, and casters with wheels, because this will be a doghouse on wheels. All right. So, once again, six items that we need. a staple gun, wood glue, deck screws, wood screws, waterproof fabric, and casters. And once again, casters are wigs. Those are the six items we need, and this is something we can wrap up within a matter of hours, less than a day on this. So, because we already have some plywood, we got some 2x4s already. So, once again, we need a staple gun, wood glue, and all this stuff is available on Amazon or Home Depot or Lowe's or Menards or Ace Hardware Store, your local hardware store. Most of this stuff is available locally. We can tell you how you can get it to us. Which, and we'll say that for tomorrow morning's podcast, but, and I've written this out in our program notes on Blog Talk. Once again, six items. We need a staple gun. They might run anywhere from $12 to 30 something dollars, but you know, 12, I mean, 15, 20, 25, $30. Staple gun, wood glue. There's Gorilla Glue. That's a name brand wood glue. But make sure it's wood glue. That might cost, you know, $10, $11, or even $9 and some change. Deck screws, we need a container of those. Wood screws, waterproof fabric to help protect the structure because we'll be using wood. And then casters, we are building a doghouse on wheels. So casters, and everybody's seen a caster. You just didn't know they were called casters, but they're wheels. So we need four of those. Along with the screws, so it'll be easy to move around and whatnot. So that's what we need. And hold on, I'm looking. All right, so that's it. Okay, 7 minutes and 37 seconds, or 7:37 Eastern Standard Time, or just for your local time zone. That's it for tonight. We'll pick back up on this tomorrow. We'll just tell you the procedure if you want to get it to us, how you can get it to us. And that's it for tonight. Everyone have a good rest of the night.